B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chof. We're going to start in the middle of the Omud. Tana Rabbanon, and we're going to learn about different types of mats. The rule is, any mat that's not made with the intentions of being used similar to a utensil, if it doesn't have a receptacle, or if it's not used, if it doesn't have any other uses, it's not a kli, and is not roi l'kabel tuma, and is kosher for schach. If it's used to receive anything, if it has the status of a kli, then it is posel schach. Now, there are certain things which not only are they considered as kalim, but they can even contract the tuma called medras in the event that they are made and they are designated to be used to lie on, to sleep on, to sit on, and that they can contract tumas medras, which is a more severe type of tuma. That if a zov, even if he doesn't touch it, he just lies on it, it will also become an av hatuma. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Machzeles, a mat made, shel shifa, made of shifa, type of material, or shel gemi, another type of material, gedoylo masachin bo, if it's a large mat, one can use it for schach, we can assume it was not made to serve any other purpose, and therefore it's not considered a utensil, it's not roi lekabel tuma, and is kosher l'schach. Ktano, however, the smaller ones, ein masachin bo, you cannot use them, because we assume that they are made for, they have the status of a utensil, and they are made for to be used. Shel konim, if it's a mat made of reeds, v'shel chelas, another type of material, then if it's gedula, if it's braided, masachin bo. Because if it's braided, it's also a more coarse type of material. Also, the braiding is a more coarse and less smooth type of making a mat, and therefore we can assume it's not made for anything besides to be used for schach. Aruga, however, if it's woven and it's somewhat smoother, ein masachin bo, we assume it was made to lie on, to sit on, it is a roi lekabel tuma, and therefore it cannot be used for schach. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi omer mishum aviv. Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, the achazu v'achazu, that these materials of konim and chelas, irrespective of whether they are woven or braided, masachin bo, you can use it for schach, we assume that they're not going to be used to lie on. V'chein hoya Rabbi Doisa omer kedvarav. Rabbi Doisa also held that way, that these mats are not made to lie on. And we're going to see later, we're talking here about, the Gemara is going to discuss which type of mats we're talking about, that according to Rav Doisa, they are kosher schach and are not used in any way as a utensil. Continues the Gemara, Tnan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, in Maseches Idyos, Kol ha-choitzlois. We'll soon see what choitzlois means, but choitzlois mitamin tmeimes. They are considered utensils and can contract any type of tumah. The most serious of them is the tumah of a mace, where it can become an av ha-tumah. Divi Reb Doiso, that's the opinion of Reb Doiso. The Chachomim say, medras, that these choitzlois can contract tumas medras, which means that they are made to lie on. Asks the Gemara, medras in tmei meis loy, are the Chachomim suggesting that these, that kol ha-choitzlois, whatever they are, they can only contract tumas medras and cannot contract any other tumah or tumas meis? V'anan tanan, did we not learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Nida, kol ha-metami medras, anything which is able to be metami medras, it means it's used as a bed, as a bench, as something which is used to lie on. Metami tumas meis, it's got the status of a utensil, and all other tumas are also able to be contracted to it, and it's only that besides for the other tumas, it can also be mekabel tumas medras. So how can you say here that Reb Doisa says metami tumas meis, Chachomim say medras? Answers the Gemara, Eima, af medras. What the Chachomim meant was, not only can they be mekabel tumas meis, they can also be mekabel tumas medras. So the machlekas between Reb Doisa and the Chachomim is, are these choitzlois, whatever they are they also used to sleep on, or are they only used for other purposes as regular utensils? Asks the Gemara, my choitzlois, what is choitzlois? And there's going to be two different explanations in the Gemara. Omer Ravdimi bar Hamduri, marzubli. Ravdimi said it was something called marzuvli. Asks the Gemara, my marzuvli, what's that? Omer Rab Abba said, mizabli. It's a type of a leather bag. It's something which the shepherds would sleep on. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Machzolis mamish. Rish Lakish held that machzolis means mats. It doesn't mean a bag, something with a receptacle. It means a mat. Va'oz Rish Shimon letame. Rish Lakish letame. Rish Lakish is following his own opinion. Dom Rish Lakish hareini makaporas Rebbe Chia Obonov. He said this out of respect. Rish Lakish said that I should be an atonement for Rebbe Chia and his sons. And he explained something about Rebbe Chia. Shebetchila at first, Shenishtak Chotayrim Yisrael, where some of the halachas were forgotten from the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael. Olo Ezra mi Bovel. Ezra came from Bovel, which was the place where Torah and the yeshivas were established. V'yastua and re-established those halachas that had been forgotten in Eretz Yisrael. Chazor v'nishtakcho, when again they forgot some halachas, Olo Hililav Bavli. Hilila Bavli came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, v'yazda, and re-established them. Chazor v'nishtakcho, again some halachas were forgotten, Olo Reb Chia Obonov, Reb Chia and his sons came v'yazdua and re-established them. V'chein hoy Reb Chia Obonov, V'chein Omar Reb Chia Obonov, and Reb Chia and his sons said as follows. And that's how he comes into this Gemara. Lo nechluku Reb Doiso v'chachomim. This that we saw, machlekes Reb Doiso and the Chachomim. That Reb Doiso said that the machzolos, the choitzlos, are only tomei tumas meis. And the Chachomim say they're also tomei tumas medrus. That's only on machzolos shel usha. That's only regarding those mats, or those machzolos that are made in usha. Shein tumeis. According to the Chachomim, they're also tomei tumas medrus. V'shel tveria. But the mats made in Tveria, Shein Tahiris, they are Tomei Tumas Meis, but they do not Tomei Tumas Medrus. Because in Usha, it was common for these mats to be used to sleep on, and in Tveria not. Alma Nechluku. That means everybody agrees that in Usha, the mats were Tomei Medrus. And everyone agrees that the mats of Tveria are not. Alma Nechluku, where they're arguing, Al Shara Tumais, Al Shara Mekoimais, on all the other places. Marasova Reb Doisa says, Kiven de Leka de Yosef Elayu, since it was very uncommon to sit on them, Kudu Tveria Damyon. It's similar to the mats, the status of the mats in Tveria that are not Mekabel Tumas Medras, only a regular Tumma of utensils. Or Marasova Kiven de Mikra. The Yosef Elayu, and the Chachomim hold, since sometimes they, in other places they would designate these mats to sit on, Kedu Usha Damyon, it's compared to Usha, where it was very common for people to sit on them, and they are Tomei Tumas Medrus. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar, and now the Gemara is asking a seeming contradiction. First we said, Kol HaChoitzlis Tamin Tomei Meis Divi Reb Doiso. We saw that in the Gemara before on Omid Aleph. We said, Tanan Hosam, Kol HaChoitzlis Metamin Tumas Meis Tomei Meis Divi Reb Doiso. Reb Doiso says that these Choitzlis, they are metame tumas meis. They have the status of utensils, not medrus, but utensils. Two lines earlier in the Gemara we saw v'chein hoya Reb Doiso Omer. The Reb Doiso agreed that these mats, the various different types of mats, are kosher for schach. If it's kosher for schach, it must be. It's not roi lekabel tuma. How can it also be kosher for schach and also be roi lekabel tumei meis? That's what the Gemara is asking here. V'otanya v'chein hoya Reb Doiso Omer k'dvarov. The Reb Doiso held like Reb Yosi. The Reb Yosi said that these mats are ro'i lekabel tumah, as we saw before. That Reb Shmuel said in the name of his father Reb Yosi, achazu v'achazu, that mats made of reeds and chilas, irrespective of whether they are woven or braided, they can be used for schach. Answers the Gemara loy kashya. It depends whether these mats had a rim on the side or not. If they had a rim, then they are a receptacle. They were used to contain some fruits. Once it's a receptacle, it's roi lekabel tumah. If there's no rim on the side of them, it's not roi, it's not able, it's not fit to receive any fruits. So it's not got no receptacle. So it's not roi lekabel tumah. So it's kasher leschach. Hod isliga danfa. When it says that, it's roi lekabel tumas meis is talking about when there's a rim. Hod lesliga danfa, when it says it's kosher leschach, is talking about there's no rim. And now the Gemara is asking a question against Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that these choitzlois, what are they? He said that choitzlois means machzolois mamish. It means mats. So ask the Gemara meisvei. We have a brisa. Choitzlois, these choitzlois that are made of shel sham, shel gemi, shel sak, v'shel sifra, different materials. Sak is goat's hair, sifra is horse's hair. But if you've got choitzlos made of these materials, metame tumas meis divi Reb Doiso. Reb Doiso says that these mats are utensils, but they're not tomei tumas medrus. The Chachomim Oymrim Af Medrash, the Chachomim say, they are even Metame Tumas Medrash. Let's understand Reb Doisa. Reb Doisa says that they are not Metame Tumas Medrash, which means that any of these Chaitzlois, made of Sham, Gemi, Sak, or Sfira, people do not sleep on them. Okay, that's why it's not Metame Tumas Medrash, but they are used, they have a use, and that's why it's got regular Tumah of Tumas Meis. So let's understand that. Bishleim Lemand Omar Marzubli, according to the opinion, the first opinion that we saw, that the chitzlis are actually types of bags, then we can understand Shel Sham Shel Gemi, bags made of Sham and Gemi is Chozu Lekisna Depera. They can contain large fruits, even though when they are made, there are holes in them, because the nature of these materials, you cannot weave them or cannot make them tight net. And therefore, they still fit to contain larger fruits. Shel sak v'shel sfira, the bags made of the goat's hair or the horse's hair. Chozu legulki, it can be used as pouches, v'tzani, and sacks. And that's where we can understand Reb Doisa, who says that it's mekabel tuma. Elo lemando ama machzolis mamish, according to the opinion that says choitz lois means mats. And Reb Doisa says these mats are not used to sleep on, but they are still mekabel tuma. What are these mats? They're not pouches, they're not bags, they're just flat mats, and they're not used to sleep on. What are they used for? If they're not used for anything, they're not mekabel tumei meis. So it must be used for something. So bishlei mishel sak v'shel sfira, those made of sak and sfira, is chozu leparasi ulenafvasa. You can use them for curtains, you can use them for sieves, elo shel sham v'shel gemi, but the mats made of sham and gemi, according to Reb Doisa, that you don't sleep on them, lemay chozu, what can they be used for? Answers the Gemara, chozu lenaziosa. They can use to cover the barrels in the brewing vats. They would use these mats to cover the barrels, and therefore they have the status of a kli and a roi lekabel tuma. The Gemara now says, ikad omra, another version, bishlei melemand omra machzolis mamish, according to the opinion that says that it's machzolis, that they are mats, then I can understand, shel sham v'shel gemi, the mats that are made of sham and gemi, chozu lenaziosa. They can be used to cover the barrels in the brewing vats. Shel sak v'shel sfira, chozu leparasilin v'nafasa. Those mats made of sak and sfira, they can be used for curtains and sieves. Elo lemando mamar zubli, according to the opinion who says that these choitzleis are actually not mats, they're actually pouches, they're kelim, they're bags. So bishlei m'shel sak v'shel sfira, bags made of sak and sfira, chozu legulki v'tzoni. They can be used as regular pouches and sacks. Elo shel sham v'shel gemi, but the sacks made of, or bags made of sham and gemi, lemay chozu, they have big holes in them. What can you contain in them? What are they used for? Answers the Gemara, chozu lekinsa depera, like we said before, they are able to contain large fruits. And it's exactly the same as the Gemara we saw before. It just depends which way round the Gemara asked the question and gave the answers. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Omer of Chananya, kashiradti legoyla, when I went down to Golus, matzasi zokin echod, I met an elder, v'omer li, and he said to me, masachin bebudya, you're allowed to use mats for schach. And this sounds very much like what Rabbi Doisa said. The Rabbi Doisa says that, like Rabbi Yossi, the achazu v'achazu masachin bo. And the Orach HaNes says that what the Gemara is trying to impress on us here is that the halacha is like Rabbi Doisa. The Chaznish has got a different explanation. The Chaznish in Kalim explains that budyo is a specific type of mat that everybody agrees is not mekabel tuma, and it's a standalone halacha that this budyo type of mat you're allowed to use for schach. When I came to my uncle, my father's brother, Rabbi Yeshua, Hoydu Ledvorov, he agreed to what this person, this elder, told me, that one's allowed to use budya for schach. Omer of Chizda, v'hudu lesli gadan for, Rav Chizda said, but that's providing there's no rim round it. If there's a rim round it, it can receive. If it receives, then it's a kli. If it's a kli, it's roi lekabel tuma. If it's roi lekabel tuma, it cannot be used for schach. Omer Ula. Ula said, Hanu budisad b'nei mechuza. The mats of this place called B'nei Mechuza, il moli kirchalem, if not for the rim around it, mesachinbu, you'd be allowed to use them for schach, they're not used as utensils. Tanya namihachi, a brisa to this effect, that mesachachin bebudya, you're allowed to use this budya mats for schach, im yeshlem kir, however, if they have a rim round it, ein mesachin behen, they are receptacles, they are oil or kabel tuma, and posel for schach. Haldunan aloch sukkah, b'siyat deshmai, we finished learning the first perik of Maseches Sukkah. B'siyat deshmai, we're going to do chazar on perik, first perik of Sukkah. And demirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start the second perik of Sukkah, Hayoshon Tachas Hamito.